Activists, transgenders are sexually unwanted. Government should end compulsory heterosexuality. By Neil Munro on September 6, 2019. The government should intervene to boost the sexual attractiveness of transgender people because they are sexually rejected by roughly 97% of heterosexuals. And by most gays and lesbians, according to a survey by pro-transgender advocates. Why should the resultants to date trans individuals be treated differently than the coercive and regulating effects of compulsory heterosexuality? Says the 2019 study, titled Transgender Exclusion from the World of Dating. The article continued. Choices in romantic partnerships are frequently overlooked and chalked up to a mere matter of personal preference. But, transmisogyny is symptomatic of the current gender order and demonstrates the continued role of power relations in shaping lived realities. The current article illustrates the great degree of progress still to be made in moving toward a society that is truly inclusive of diverse gender realities. In a just society, the authors declare, men who present themselves as transgender women should face no unusual obstacle to romance with men or women. While education often aims to increase tolerance and inclusion, simply increasing acceptance in public places, such as schoolyards, workplaces, and washrooms is ultimately insufficient. It is equally important to consider the extent to which trans folks are included in broader social systems, such as dating and relationships, given that relationships are an important source of social support and well-being. The government intervention is needed because the authors admit their survey of 956 people shows that transgender people are sexually unattractive. The survey contained a disproportionately large share of young female Canadian graduates and American sexual minorities, but only 3.1% of the straight men and women said they would date transgender people. Transgender men who try to live as women face sexual rejection from 71% of lesbians and 97.3% of men, the survey said. The survey did not say if the men had undergone cosmetic surgery. The survey included a hugely disproportionate share of 106 people who are sexual minorities, including lesbians and gays plus queer, bisexual, and two-spirit people. But only 45% of these sexual minorities said they would date a transgender person, the report said. The sexual minorities were far more welcoming of women who want to live as men. So only 1 in 6 of the 45% minority of a minority said they would date a man who insists he is a woman. The new survey of transgender rejection matches prior results from a 2017 survey, which also showed that many Americans decently sympathize with transgender people and want to help them. Just 4% of normal heterosexual Americans said they would be very open to dating a transgender person, and only a third of them would be willing to tell their parents about the relationship, according to the survey by YouGov.com. The progressive authors do not urge the small number of transgender people to seek other options, for example, waiting to see if their feelings change, or perhaps accepting a gay or lesbian identity. Instead, the authors use the plight of transgender Americans to push for a government-engineered transformation of sex and human relations throughout the United States. Progressives believe this sexual revolution is possible because they believe sexual preferences are merely a social construct, which can be demolished and rebuilt by government. Sexual classification is neither natural nor universal, but rather historically and culturally specific. And, sexual orientation is more accurately described as fluid, or in a constant state of renegotiation, say the authors, Karen L. Blair and Rhea Ashley Huskin. In contrast, conservatives believe societies cannot govern themselves without accepting humanity's flawed and slow-to-change biological nature, complete with its two very different and very complementary sexes. The two different sexes are needed for reproduction. So humanity is a biologically heterosexual species which naturally pairs into complementary male and female couples for child-rearing. The heterosexual term originally comes from hetero, which is the Greek word for other, and from the Latin sexus word. The biological term has been sidelined for several decades because heterosexual is also used to describe the normal sexual relations between men and women in contrast to homosexual relations. The two different sexes have created heterosexual societies throughout the world. In some nations, women and minorities are under tight legal control and face brutal stigma. but advanced nations provide a varied mix of legal rights and duties, as well as unwritten social protections and civic status. For sexual subgroups such as women and men, married adults, children, singles, as well as for minorities such as gays, lesbians, and for people who want to live as members of the opposite sex. But progressives, especially third-wave feminists, want a radical rewrite of society to dismantle the underlying gender binary of complementary male and female couples, and so liberate people from their biological nature. But this progressive ambition would require nations to purge many of the evolved civic norms and laws which act as social handholds which help adults, as well as children and youths in their fast-changing bodies, to become mature, stable and married adults in an increasingly turbulent, lonely, diversified and low-trust society. One simple example is the widespread, and often ignored, expectation that children and youths postpone sexual intercourse until they are adults. That expectation is denounced by transgender activists who want children and youths to fundamentally change their bodies even before puberty, via drugs and surgery. In California, for example, the Marin Independent Journal reported August 31. Surgeons say they are busier than ever performing the multi-specialty operations needed for gender reassignment. Satterwhite, a plastic surgeon with San Francisco-based Align Surgical Associates who specializes in gender reassignment surgery and does a majority of his surgeries at Marin Health Medical Center, said he is booked until the spring, August 31. Now that insurance has been readily covering the procedures, we have been seeing more and more of a demand, said Satterwhite, who in late fall relocated his outpatient surgeries from Greenbrae to San Francisco. Satterwhite said that over the past 5 years, 50 to 60 of his operations were on patients under the age of 18. He has operated on patients as young as 14, typically performing mastectomies, which he described as an operation with minimal complications. The radical goals were endorsed by the American Psychological Society, which awarded a prize in 2018 to an article calling for a cultural revolution that end the dominant role of heterosexuality in society. There are enormous costs to maintaining the gender binary. These costs include the myriad negative consequences of gender stereotyping and prejudice. For these reasons, the gender binary should be replaced by a conception of gender/sex that stresses multiplicity and diversity, including a multiple category, rather than binary, system, whose categories are not mutually exclusive. One can identify as more than one, fluid. One's identity can change across time, and allow for the possibility that gender is viewed as irrelevant to the self. Following the recommendations for research and practice outlined here should facilitate scientific progress and promote positive developmental outcomes among all individuals. To change the public's view that heterosexuality is the normal and best path, the pro-transgender progressives have adopted a strategy of using their allies in universities, media, and marketing to first downplay the linguistic, legal and civic distinctions between the two sexes. For example, progressives are using the vague idea of gender to bury the obvious notion of male or female. This rhetorical carpet bombing has also encouraged the claim that men who live as women possess a female penis. Also, progressives use outliers, such as gay people, transgender people, or intersex people who have some biological attributes of the other sex, or the fact that women produce small levels of the male hormone, testosterone, to deny the overwhelming popularity of two-sex heterosexual normality. But these overlapping outliers are very small. For example, a huge database about 104,000 people collected by the National Institute of Health shows that only 0.38% describe themselves as transgender. That 0.38% adds up to roughly 660,000 adults in the United States population of 325 million men and women, girls, and boys, few of whom favor the progressives' plan to erase any recognition of male and female complementarity from the law. This progressive strategy also requires their coalition to hide or downplay facts which spotlight the importance of biological sexual differences. For example, progressives ignore the many young women and men who detransition by quitting their damaging efforts to become transgender, and they denounce evidence that young people who would become gays or lesbians are being transed. Progressives also pressure establishment journalists to ignore the arguments used by President Donald Trump's deputies against the transgender ideology. progressives also downplay the biological roots of sexual attraction. For example, the two authors of the new study argue that heterosexuals, gays, and lesbians can be persuaded to have sex with transgender people, saying, "Romantic relations are one of the most important sources of social support for individuals. Consequently, if heterosexual individuals are unwilling to consider trans people as dating partners, trans individuals may lack access to important forms of social support. Future research should more clearly investigate the reasons that individuals do not view trans folks as potential dating partners in order to more clearly delineate whether interventions at increasing factual information or reducing negative biases may be more likely to increase willingness to date trans individuals." Blair described her survey in Psychology Today, where she also downplayed the role of biology in sexual selection. The published study did not ask participants for the reasons behind their responses, so future research is needed in order to understand more about what leads to inclusion or exclusion. For example, some may only want to date people whom they can procreate with. Although, we don't usually request proof of fertility from prospective partners who are not transgender, others may not fully understand what a trans identity means or entails within a dating relationship, and some may hold negative views towards the transgender community. The author's ambitious claim that government can rewrite Americans' character from male to female, or female to male, spotlights past progressives' claimed power to govern the supposedly blank state of human nature. For example, Russian communists claimed they could create a new Soviet man by destroying normal society with terror, propaganda, and communist science. Unfortunately for the two authors, they posted their pro-transgender demands before gene scientists announced that the lesser issue of sexual orientation is shaped by multiple strands of DNA. "Same-sex sexual behavior is influenced by not one or a few genes but many," said the study of 477,522 people in the UK and the United States, released August 2019. Overlap with genetic influences on other traits provides insights into the underlying biology of same-sex sexual behavior, and analysis of different aspects of sexual preference underscore its complexity, said the report in Science magazine. The authors also revealed their political ambitions by ignoring the most straightforward way to help rejected transgender people. For example, the authors did not suggest that transgender people should learn about the stability of normal people's sexual preferences, nor did they suggest that transgender people seek therapy to help them accept Americans' aversion to sex with transgender people. Instead, Blair used her column in Psychology Today article to suggest heterosexual desire is similar to racism. "Just as sociologists have tracked acceptance of interracial relationships as a metric of overall societal acceptance of racial minorities, future fluctuations in the extent to which trans and non-binary individuals are included within the intimate world of dating may help to illuminate progress, or lack thereof, with respect to fully including trans and non-binary individuals within our society. But biology is a strong force, and many people who once claimed to be transgender are choosing to detransition and accept their biology." In August 2019, The Washington Post showed how one young woman walked away from the transgender ideology. For 9 exhausting months, Brayden had lived in a body that felt more feminine, with its swelling belly and breasts, than Brayden had ever felt inside. And yet this transformation was the means to what the 26-year-old had always wanted to become, a mom. "Brayden was born biologically female but has always identified as more masculine than feminine. For months before the pregnancy, Brayden had taken testosterone shots, leading to a deeper voice, a sharper jaw, more muscular arms. But Brayden is no longer a transgender man. Sunday morning, after 3 sleepless weeks, Brayden woke up feeling rested. Watching baby Owen sleep, Brayden noticed that he was looking more and more like his mom. He had gained more than a pound. He was healthy. And for the first time in weeks, Brayden felt proud and fully at peace. This was motherhood." Transgender facts. In general, the transgender ideology says a person's legal and civic recognition as a man or a woman is determined by their gender identity, not by their biology. The ideology also insists that men and women are more or less interchangeable, and it objects to the public's view of the two sexes as simultaneously different, complementary, and equal. The transgender advocates want to impose their ideology on Americans by establishing transgender rights laws, which would require the Department of Justice to penalize individuals and groups who insist that biology determines male or female status, and also shapes people's likely political, civic, and personal priorities. Polls show that transgender ideology is deeply unpopular, especially among women and parents. In 2017, former President Barack Obama told NPR that his promotion of the transgender ideology made it easier for Donald Trump to win the presidency. Multiple polls show that most Americans reasonably wish to help and comfort people who think they are a member of the opposite sex, even as they also reject the transgender ideology's claim that people's legal sex is determined by their feeling of gender identity, not by biology. A UK survey shows a similar mix of sympathy for people who say they are transgender alongside lopsided opposition to the ideology. The transgender movement is diverse, so its different factions have competing goals and priorities. It includes sexual liberationists, progressives, feminists who wish to blur distinctions between the two sexes, and people who glamorize the differences between the two sexes. It includes high-profile children, people who are trying to live as members of the opposite sex, troubled teenage girls trying to flee womanhood, and people trying to detransition back to their sex. It also includes men who demand sex from lesbians, masculine autogenophiles who say they are entitled to women's rights, alpha males who insist they are the natural leaders of women, parents eager to support their children's transgender claims, wealthy donors, politicians, political professionals, revenue-seeking drug companies, surgeons, and medical service providers. Transgender advocates claim that 2 million Americans say they are transgender to a greater or lesser extent. But very few people who describe themselves as transgender undergo cosmetic surgery of the genitals. Only about 4,118 Americans surgically altered their bodies in hospitals from 2000 to 2014 to appear like members of the opposite sex, according to a pro-transgender medical study. A Pentagon report commissioned by former Defense Secretary James Mattis said that rates for genital surgery are exceedingly low, -2% of transgender men and 10% of transgender women. Yet the gender ideology is rapidly gaining power, aided by huge donations from wealthy individuals and medical companies. In Ohio, for example, in February, a judge forced parents of a teenage girl to give up custody so she can begin a lifetime of drug treatments and surgery that will allow her to appear as a male. The progressive push to bend Americans' attitudes and their male and female civic society around the idea of gender identity has already attacked and cracked many of the popular social rules that help Americans manage the cooperation and competition among and between complementary, different, and equal men and women. These pro-gender claims have an impact on different-sex bathrooms, shelters for battered women, sports leagues for girls, hiking groups for boys, K-12 curricula, university speech codes, religious freedoms, free speech, the social status of women, parents' rights in child-rearing, children's safety, practices to help teenagers, health outcomes, women's ideals of beauty, culture and civil society, scientific research, prison safety, civic ceremonies, school rules, men's sense of masculinity, law enforcement, military culture, and children's sexual privacy.